Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me and being part of my day. If you just tuned in, glad you did that. Welcome aboard. Come on in. Hang out with us. And you're going to be glad you did because our good friend Jim Cantarucci is with us. Jim is an executive advisor. He speaks and writes about helping people and coaches them on how to become, how to achieve more personal brilliance, how to become better at what they do, how to put their best foot forward more and more. He actually wrote a book about it called Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits to Create a Lifetime of Success. And he's our good friend, Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be with you guys.
It's good to have you back, as always. Innovation. Did you know that 55% of all the innovations in America are created by small businesses? Do you know that?
Well, that makes perfectly good sense to me.
Think about that. I mean, there's so many things, Jim, that small business owners lead the way in the marketplace that you never hear about on the national news. Over 50% of all payroll checks are signed on the front of the checks by small business owners. Over 50%. Approximately 53% of all employees are employed by small business owners, by small businesses. But that innovation thing, really, when I first heard that a few years ago, that really knocked me over when I thought about that. It didn't surprise me, but it's a number that really made an impact on me.
Well, definitely, Jim. I think that we can talk about inventing the light bulb or air conditioning or something like that, and perhaps we can do that as a small business. But when I'm talking about innovation, sometimes it's the behind-the-scenes little gizmo that makes a huge difference in a particular niche marketplace that could be a huge contribution to our economy and our society. And that's why I'm very supportive of the entrepreneurial spirit and the small business person, because that's where a lot of the innovation comes. And as your statistics state, that's what generates jobs, that's what generates our economy. So it's a very important piece of the puzzle.
Well, absolutely. And here's the thing, though, Jim, and the reason why I'm glad you and I are talking about this right now is because what happens, unfortunately, is there are a lot of brilliant small business owners out there who have these brilliant ideas, and they're creating these useful innovations, things that are really useful, but they actually don't think it's all that big a deal. It's just something that they're using, and they don't think that they've really done anything all that special. And I keep trying to point out to them, hey guys, you've created intellectual property here. You need to recognize it. You should value it. You should protect it, and you should leverage it.
Well, let me pose a question for you. What is it that's not normal about what you do? What's not normal about what you do? That's what George Wright at Blendtec did.
Right.
If you're familiar with that story, and he's one of my podcast guests, and we'll give you access to get to see, listen to that interview as well. By the way, Jim Blasingame was one of my best podcast guests. We turned the tables on him, and I interviewed Jim, so you'll want to listen to that.
That was fun.
But here's George's story. It's a blender company. They make blenders. How boring could that be? He was hired as the head of marketing. He was walking through the office as a relatively new person. He saw wood shavings all over the floor. He said, "What's going on?" What he found out was they were sticking 2x2s in the blender to test the quality
of
the blender. And he said, "Oh my god,
2x2s."
Yeah, and he said, "That's a big deal." And everybody, he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, we're just testing the blender. It's what we do." Well, what he did was decide to shoot a video of it, put it on YouTube. And it had 5 million views the first week. Now,
wow.
Jim, we're talking about a 700% increase in sales. Mundane, boring product, not real flashy. When we talk about innovation, it doesn't have to be all laser beams and space age. But just noticing what's not normal about what you do, and that was a very important point. We do innovative things every day and don't even realize that we take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. That's happening all over the place.
Exactly.
In small businesses, and that's the reason why I talk about these things, folks, to get your attention and to help you look around and say, wait a minute. I know we do this, and we don't think anything about it, but it might be a big deal to somebody else.
Exactly. And by the way, if your listeners want to listen to that interview with George Wright and the interview with Jim Blassingame, go to PB, Personal Brilliance, PB Podcasts with an S, podcast.com, pbpodcast.com, and you'll be able to listen to those.
So check that out, folks. And what was the guy's name that you interviewed for the blender company?
George Wright. He's the head of marketing, chief of marketing at BlendTech.
Their website
is Will It Blend, and it's really taken the internet by storm. And see,
do they have one of those that'll make a margarita? That's what I want to know, Jim.
Oh, without a doubt.
Hold on, I have some pretty tough ice there, Jim. Stand by, quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back after these messages and right after the Godfather of Soul to take us out, the late great James Brown.
A sugar and spice. I feel nice.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. A little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's the flagship, almost 11-year-old website that where you can find the show and the simulcast of our show that we've been doing now since 98. Since January of 98, we've been simulcasting on the internet. No, I don't know anybody who's been doing it longer than that. And then, of course, you can find our Brain Trust members, hundreds of our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Jim Cantarucci, who's with us right now. And, of course, the articles that Jim and I and other Brain Trust members have written, thousands of those. All these interviews we've been doing since 1999, we've captured them and have them available to you in podcast capability and streaming. If you just want to stream them, you can do that. And then, of course, the newsletter subscription is there. You can subscribe there. We send that to you once a week by email on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, our blog is there. We update that every weekday, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use that to your advantage. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you get small business answers right now. Type in a question, and we'll give you more than one answer, probably. And hopefully, at least one of them will be the one you're looking for. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. As I said, he's the author of Personal Brilliance, and we're talking about being your own personal brilliance inside of your organization, especially in the area of innovation. And, you know, Jim, when I think about all the things that have happened, all the innovations that have happened over the last 20 years, you're a lot younger than me, but I've seen, you know, when I started my career many years ago, Jim, I made my living with a ballpoint pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter. We've come a long way since then, you know.
Absolutely.
And carbon paper. I know. You know, a lot of people today don't know what carbon paper is.
How did we do any work? It's amazing.
It amazes me. Well, we got it done, though, didn't we? Somehow we managed. But I mean, when I think about just the telecommunication innovations, and there's so many things that began because some small business owner said, you know what, I think I got an idea. I think we could do this better.
Well, it really gets to the curiosity catalyst of personal brilliance, Jim. When there's a complaint and then you add questions into the mix, you end up with an innovation. So there's something broken here. There's something that could be better. What can I ask some questions? What are the questions I can ask about that would generate the ideas that turn into action, that turns into the innovation? So we go beyond creativity and actually get something done. And that's an important piece of the puzzle as well.
Well, that curiosity thing is fascinating to me. And that's one of the things that I have in high quantities is curiosity, Jim. And sometimes it gets me into trouble. But I think most entrepreneurs are curious.
Sure.
Don't you?
Sure. But that's why there's four catalysts, Jim: awareness, curiosity, focus, and initiative. And with a balance of those, it helps offset what you're strongest in. And for you, you're strongest in curiosity. I would call you a detective. If you took the personal brilliance quotient, that's what you'd be strongest in. And I think you have and you are. But then those other three catalysts help to balance that out, and that's what allows you to be productive. But that's not only you, but also your team has to create that balance for you, bringing those different skill sets to the table. That's what makes it work.
And you know, your last one, initiative, there's an element to initiative, and I'd like for you to talk to us about a little bit. And you didn't know I was going to ask you this at all, but there's a faith there's a faith component to initiative, isn't there? I mean, there, all you can do all the research, you can do all the due diligence and look around and test and everything, but at some point in time, small business owners, entrepreneurs have to pull the trigger on things before it's absolutely, completely apparent that it's going to work for sure. And there's a faith element to the initiative thing, isn't there?
Well, there's no doubt. First, you ask the question, can I pull it off? There's no definitive answer to that usually. Then we have all of our relatives and friends telling us we're crazy and we should go get a job, you know? And then we have to have that faith, give it a try, and guess what? We're wrong sometimes. But that's part of that process. It's a cyclical process. So the initiative, or being an action hero, taking action, is critical, because then we're going to learn from that process at the worst case. The best case is that we create something that is practical and has we can implement, and it becomes an innovation.
Well, and faith and hope are not the same thing, because hope is, in my opinion, is a little short on research. Faith is undergirded by what I think I now know, and what I believe about myself to overcome what I don't know, what I will learn.
Well, and Jim, I know you're a pilot. Think about the instrument panel. Yep. As we're taking action, if the instruments or the readings on those instruments change, then I'm going to be able to adjust course.
Yep.
So it's faith, but then we're proving it all the way along the way. Hope is just, let's just take off and see what happens.
Right.
That's
right.
Different.
And I see this when I've met business prospective business owners, and they hadn't done their homework. All they knew is they wanted to be a business owner. They didn't really know how they were going to do it, and they hoped that they were going to be able to make it. And you know what? Most of them didn't.
Exactly.
Just the ones who made it, and not all of those made it. But the ones who made it were the ones who had all the things that you talk about personal brilliance, but they undergirded that with some research, put a foundation of reality under all that. Hold on to that thought. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. We're going to take a quick break. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. Give us that website again, Jim.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and PBPodcast.com.
Okay, that's where they can get the podcast. He's got a good show there, folks, on a lot of different folks that he's interviewed. You can check those out there, PBPodcast.com. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you check them out. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, and his website is pbpodcasts.com. Is that right, Jim?
Yep, pbpodcasts.com. You got it.
That's where you can find the podcast, and then mypersonalbrilliance.com.
Right, that's where you can find out everything you want to know about personal brains, the book, and all the other materials that we have to go with it.
What about some of the new stuff that you've been working on, some of the new offerings that you've got? You were telling me about some of the training.
Well, here's the concept, Jim. I think that innovation comes from the bottom up. I do a lot of my work, the other side of my coin, on large organizational change. That comes from the top down. But innovation, I don't think the idea generation systems, the R&D investment, all that stuff, it's all necessary. But I think the individual person working at the machine or working with the customer is where the innovation has to come for your organization to be innovative. So we've developed a training program that involves an e-learning system, and then we certify coaches internally to work with those trainees. So it becomes a foundational piece of your training. When I keynote a conference, I'm usually the opening keynote. All the speakers refer back to personal brilliance. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens with this foundational piece to training. Anything else that you're doing specialized within your business can work with the language of personal brilliance, and because we're opening up the minds, the individuals are more capable of doing that. And then they're going to find innovation for you. It's not just left to the entrepreneur or the business owner, and that's what's key to me.
I think you're exactly right, and when I came up with a question that I didn't. I mean, I've been talking about it. I'm not saying I'm the first person to ever use this, but I haven't heard anybody else use it. But I'm sure other people have, Jim. But it all comes back to this one question. So many things, so many solutions, and so many opportunities present themselves, Jim, when you ask your employees this one magic, what I think is a magic question, and that's, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, exactly right.
If you got people out there doing things, they're spending your resources, they're spending your time, their time on your nickel, moving things around, turning things upside down, delivering things, building things, tearing things down, whatever. They're the ones that are out there where if there's a solution to be found, they're more likely to see it. And if they don't even know that you want them to find a solution, they might not be looking for it.
One of my good friends is Howard Behar, who's a former president of Starbucks, and he always says, the person that sweeps the floor should buy the broom. and he was really serious about that, and that's what they did at Starbucks. They had four or five different brooms that the purchasing group got based on the individual in the store decided which broom they liked. Critical.
As somebody who has swept a floor or two in my career way back early on, that's a good idea. I wish somebody had given me that option. But what do you think? That's something that doesn't that just empower people?
Well, it certainly does. You want engagement. You want people to be in the game. That's, to me, what keeps the business owner up at night, is worrying about the fact, are my people in the game? Because you can't be everywhere. They're in front of the customer. They're building the product. They're ensuring quality, not you. And so you'll become a micromanager if you can't have that faith in the person and let it go so that they can do their thing. The employee feels that, becomes engaged in it, doesn't have to necessarily be a financial owner, but takes ownership just like you do.
Right.
That's what generates the innovation, because the fodder for the innovation is where they're working, not where you're working in your conference room.
And just because they want to be an employee, which means that they want to take... just because they want to be an employee doesn't mean that they don't want to be an entrepreneurial employee. And you know
they haven't suspended their brilliance.
No. And the thing that I point out is that an entrepreneurial employee wants to take risks just like you do, entrepreneurs, except they want to do it with your capital.
Exactly. And they can make you more capital if you let that happen.
But it will never come to light if you don't say to them, if you don't give them the green light. And I use that word in my business, in my operation here. I say, you have a green light to do this. I said to an employee yesterday, on this project, I work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the green light to stop me, to help, to question me, whatever. But on this project, it belongs to you. I work for you on this project.
You've immediately created a learning organization and therefore an innovative organization. That's what it's all about.
Give us the website again, Jim.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com.
They can find the book there, right?
You can find the book there. It's also on Amazon, of course.
All right. Okay.
And then PBPodcasts.com to listen to interviews with brilliant people. I haven't been on as long as Jim, but I do have over a day and a half of podcasts there to sort through.
A lot of good stuff there. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Cantarucci, if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.